Melody Burton first started the ADSS Breakfast Club with Denise Lang 17 years ago. After all these years of volunteering, Burton has found it is now time to take time for herself and her family. Burton says she first started the club when her daughter was in elementary school because she saw that other kids were in need of food and hygiene items, as well as life's necessities. The need for food can affect students from their grades to attendance, attitude and grad rates, said Burton. When I started, it was the Toy Run that first came on board, and they have remained loyal to the cause, said Burton. We came up with the name, Breakfast Club, from the movie with the same name. We started with three toasters at ADSS, which kept blowing the circuits. Burton says she was on her own at the age of 16 and knew what it was like to be in need of things. The club doesn't just serve breakfast, it also has a free store with groceries, hygiene items, clothing and school supplies provided as needed. It even has dresses and suits for prom. There is never any judgment, and that is why the Breakfast Club is so successful, added Denise Lang. Burton says there are a number of people who have been instrumental in keeping the program going over the years. Former ADSS Principal Mike Rattan was a huge supporter, she said, and the Breakfast Club of Canada supplied the program with 35 fridges, an industrial cooler and two freezers. The club gets weekly deliveries from Loaves and Fishes in Nanaimo. Volunteers have been fabulous, said Burton. We feed 120 kids at 8th Avenue Learning Center, and up to 500 kids a day eat at ADSS. Burton also gives thanks to the Salvation Army, Circle Dairy, ADAPS, Nuuchanulth Tribal Council, INEO Employment Services, USMA, Island Health, Rotary Club, Port Alberni Toy Run, Alberni Valley Lions Club, President's Choice Children's Charities and the RCMP, as well as too many to name. Going forward, Burton says Mary Dwolinski will be taking over the prom part of the program. Star Porter with Cedars program students will be delivering food to 43 classes and rooms, and in the summer the Salvation Army will look after the students' needs. The good news is that the program will continue to run, even though the look will be a little different, said Burton. I encourage people to continue to volunteer. It has been a pleasure to assist the youth and watch the smiles. The Breakfast Club accepts donations of clothing and shoes, not including used underwear or socks, and accepts fabric, which is donated to sewing classes at both schools.